You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the top story. HDFC Bank's share price fell more than 3% in early trading on Friday after the private lender reported a sequential decline in both advances and deposits in its Q1 business update. At one point in time, the share price of HDFC Bank fell 4.23% to an intraday low of Rs. 1,654 per share on NSE. The bank, which is the largest private sector lender in the country, saw its advances drop 0.8% quarter on quarter to Rs. 24.87 lakh crore at the end of June 2024, down from Rs. 25.1 lakh crore at the end of March 2024. This decline was primarily due to the continued shredding of the low-yielding corporate book, including that of the erstwhile HDFC Limited. Meanwhile, ICRA has said that driven by healthy demand from the infrastructure and housing sectors, cement volumes are expected to rise by a healthy 7-8% in FY 2025. In terms of the first quarter of FY 25 performance, ICRA assesses a muted growth at 2-3% on year due to a slowdown in construction activity because of the general elections. The elections, heatwave situation and excess rainfall in some states that had impacted the demand, per a report by InCred Equities, also led to a decline in cement prices after a marginal price hike in April. Pan India, cement prices have fallen by Rs. 3-4 per bag month on month in May 2024 and by Rs. 4-5 to date in the first quarter of FY25, InCred Equities stated. Over to industry, Raymond Limited has announced the vertical demerger of its real estate business into its wholly owned subsidiary, Raymond Realty Limited. Upon completion of this demerger, Raymond Limited and Raymond Realty Limited will operate as separate listed entities within the Raymond Group, post all statutory approvals. The new entity will seek automatic listing on stock exchanges, and according to the scheme of arrangement, each Raymond Limited shareholder will receive one share of RRL for every one share held in Raymond Limited. Raymond's real estate business has achieved scale, reporting revenue of Rs. 1,593 crore, up 43% year-on-year, and EBITDA of Rs. 370 crore in FY24, and this positions it well to chart its growth path as a separate entity. Next up is technology. Telecom giant Bharti Airtel has strongly denied allegations of a security breach following reports that a significant amount of customer data had been compromised. Rumors have circulated suggesting that details of 37.5 crore Airtel customers, including their phone numbers, email addresses, residential addresses and Aadhaar numbers, were allegedly available for sale on the dark web. An Airtel spokesperson said, quote, "There has been an ongoing report alleging that Airtel customer data has been compromised. This is nothing short of a desperate attempt to tarnish Airtel's reputation by vested interests. We have done a thorough investigation and can confirm that there has been no breach whatsoever from Airtel systems," unquote. Moving on, after Instagram and Facebook getting blue tick verification, WhatsApp seems to be planning to change its green checkmark to blue. Reportedly, WhatsApp Business will replace the green checkmark with a blue one for verified businesses. According to WA Beta Info, WhatsApp is rolling out a new update where the green checkmark might turn blue. In addition to this, all verified channels will also receive the updated checkmark, as reported by WA Beta Info. The proposed update aims to make the verification badges consistent across all Meta platforms. The blue tick seems to be quite similar to the blue check marks on Instagram and Facebook. Over to market. India's leading shipbuilders, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders, Cochin Shipyard and Garden Reach Shipbuilders, have reached unprecedented heights, with their market capitalization collectively increasing by nearly Rs. 1.5 lakh crore in 2024. This surge follows as media reports earlier reported, highlighting an initial increase of Rs. 90,000 crore. Remarkably, in just 13 trading sessions since the report, these companies have added over Rs. 60,000 crore to their market capitalization. Mazagon Dock's share have surged 151%. In 2024, starting the year with a market capitalization of Rs. 46,000 crore. The company's value has more than doubled to over Rs. 1.15 lakh crore. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices ended Friday's trading session in the mixed territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 21.70 points, or 0.09%, to settle at 24,323.10, while the BSE Sensex dipped 53.07 points, or 0.07%, to 79,996.60. Bank Nifty Index ended lower by 443.35 points, or 0.83%, to settle at 52,660.35. The broader indices ended in mixed territory, with gain led by large-cap and mid-cap stocks. Energy and pharma stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while financial services and banking stocks shed. ONGC, Reliance Industries, State Bank of India, Britannia Industries and Cipla were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the laggards includes HDFC Bank, Titan Company, LTI Mindtree, Tata Steel and IndusInd Bank. The Indian Volatility Index, India VIX, closed down by 1.49% at 12.66. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.